This is Dr. Singham dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Maslyn, M-A-S-L-Y-N. Last name is Todd, T-O-D-T. Date of birth is 12-2-1933. Date of evaluation is 6-27-2023. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of dementia, depression, possible hallucinations, history of present illness. This is 89 years old, female, who is familiar to our service. Reviewed evaluation done by psychologist and PA from our service. Last visit was on June 13th, 2023. Peer discussed her condition with staff. Patient is confused but present. She acknowledged some problems with her memory. She reports that she did have a fall. Period. Her chart indicates history of COPD, arthritis, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Patient. Rambled and talked about her husband coming to see her yesterday and took her to a football game. She went on to state that they got on a boat and somebody hit them, and she believes that husband might have drowned. She rambled and stated that she ran to a house and finally they called for help. Patient did not seem to be distraught talking about it, but recognizes that sometimes her mind plays tricks and she cannot differentiate if it's real or imaginations. Patient is on Zoloft and memantine without any adverse effects. Next paragraph, she reports that she used to work at Ford Hospital and as nurse's aide, and eventually she became an RN and worked for Detroit Health Department, and her last job was at Herman Kiefer Hospital. Patient reports that her son works for the city and daughter is a college graduate and does some kind of home visits. Next paragraph, patient looked at the board and told me it's Tuesday, June 27th. She did not know who the current president is or who the governor of Michigan is. She could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, she stated that she lived alone and her son asked her to live with him. Reports the daughter is looking into her living arrangements. Next paragraph. Internal medical social family history, date of last visit 6/13/23. Next paragraph, review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, recheck chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page, number one, Zoloft, number two, memantine. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitution, none, grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, constricted, mood, mildly dysphoric, speech clear, thought process, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied, psychotic symptoms, conversation is out of touch with reality period, possible visual hallucinations and delusional thinking, final knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person with a normal place, time impaired, attention, concentration, poor memory, recent impaired, sleep problems, initiating, appetite, fear, next paragraph, assessment and plans, Alzheimer's disease unspecified, G30.9, number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with mixed features, F06.34, plans continues all after. Number three, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with mood disturbance, F02.B3, plans continue, memantine. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, monitor for any persistent delusional thinking, hallucinations, and notify our service. Hold off using any antipsychotic medications at this time until further observation. Orders and procedure 99309. This is the end of dictation.